This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hour number two rolls along here. Extended extra point show. I mean, we were chit-chatting about names. Two-point conversion. What else were we doing, Darren?
Well, we got on Buddy Cop.
That's right. We talked with Sal.
Kramer
we got on
and Jones.
Buddy Cop movies.
It's that Kramer and Jones.
Filling in for Sabres Live, One Bills Live for today.
I know you're jonesing for the Kramer and Jones.
You know what's funny? I do use Jones in a lot, even though my last name is Jones. I use it a lot. And I think in part it's because it's my last name.
Jones in a lot for that Kramer and Joannis.
Joannis is so good.
There's something in the works for Kramer and Jones behind the scenes here. Just
there we go.
Shut up, Joannis.
Radio's Joe Cali.
Weather's next.
Weather's next. Wait, is that Radio's Joe Cali producing?
It is.
It is.
I was waiting for him to just not respond.
Yep, I was ready for it too.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, hanging with you here as we head into a Memorial Day weekend. Sabres Live, One Bills Live will be off on Monday as well for the holiday. We will also be off on Monday. There will be no local programming, but we'll all be back on Tuesday, refreshed, ready to go. Bills, phase three of their offseason workout plan will begin next week. Should be a lot of fun as we get ramped up. There's really no more roster additions outside of, like, he's a camp body, you know, what have you.
Or if there's some, like, random trade
right.
that's just going to happen out of nowhere.
Or Rodgers finally decides to sign with the Steelers.
Nope. I'm glad the league is moving on without him.
I've moved off of that entirely.
But I hope it stays the same.
But for the most part, these are going to be the rosters going in. So
it better stay the same.
So now it feels pretty good to, like, all right, let's lock in. Where are we at with these rosters? Derek, though, I have a question for you. I was scrolling Twitter in the break there.
Which, congratulations on being able to do that, I guess.
I know, right? Just catching up on everything.
Last Around the Horn show and there's no Twitter?
So.
Or minimal Twitter?
Longest active division championship streaks. We know the top two. Chiefs are at 9 seasons they've dominated the AFC West. The Bills, we know, are at 5 seasons for 5 straight AFC East titles. We have two teams that are only on a 1-season win streak. That is the Eagles in the NFC East and the Rams in the NFC West. Who, Derek, is third on that list? We know the Chiefs and the Bills have the two longest. Who is the third team that has won their division the most? Or at least in a row.
The third longest streak for division wins, mm-hmm. or for division titles.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, Bills.
I don't know if you'll get this.
Is it the Lions?
It is not. The Lions are at 2 seasons.
Is it? It's the Eagles, isn't it?
Nope, the Eagles are only at 1. Remember, that's the whole NFC.
Oh, my
East
God.
Thing.
They collapsed so hard that they had to go on the road that year.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Dallas hosts Green Bay, and they're blown out. Yep.
So it's Tampa.
Tampa with 4 seasons.
And it's because the NFC South is so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
There hasn't been a choice.
Tampa has won it 4 years in a row.
Ew. Ew.
So we mentioned Detroit. They're also at 2. Rams are at 1. then Baltimore 2 seasons, and Houston 2 seasons.
I forgot Philly collapsed so hard.
Yeah.
That they had to go on the road.
That is why they're a super weird.
Because that was
team.
Dallas losing the 2-7 game.
Right. Eagles are a weird team. We brought it up a little bit earlier this week about, like, are we for sure, like, Sirianni's the guy and stuff, because he just got a contract extension. I think it's fair to, if you want to say absolutely, he won the Super Bowl, they did it in dominating fashion. I really wouldn't argue with you, but we do know that season just happened with, for the most part, the same talent.
But also, they've done this before.
Oh, been dominant and they kind of fall off?
No,
or
ready?
Just fall off and
been
they come
dominant,
back.
Win a Super Bowl, fire a coach within 3 years.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson showed quickly he ain't it, and they were not afraid to move on.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're only on the one-season streak.
Tampa
is the team that's in third with 4, which is
crazy. I cannot believe that was my third
guess
there.
That's crazy to me because you brought
this
it up.
This is why I'm bad at trivia. When you ask me a question, not going to get the answer right.
It is crazy. I
never take me to trivia anywhere.
I want to look at these real quick because I've liked what Tampa Bay has been able to be the last few years. I've really enjoyed the Baker Mayfield run here. Him kind of ascending to – look, is he Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson? No. But he threw 41 touchdown passes last year. It is not a shame that he was taken number one overall. That is much more, I think, right. on Cleveland than anybody else. And to a certain extent, himself as well, maturing. I just want to see some of these seasons, you know, with the records. Like last year, they were 10-7. They lose to the Commanders in the playoffs, which was ultimately a very, very good game. Last year, they win the division at 9-8, but they do beat the Eagles 32-9. That's the season you're talking about, the collapse, mm-hmm. and then they're just blown out at home.
Oh, my God, yeah, that was so bad.
And then Tampa just barely loses to the Lions. That's a really great divisional matchup. I remember that one, 31-23. That was a great playoff game. 22, they win it with an 8-9 record.
That's right. That was Tom Brady's last season. It was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out meekly in the playoffs where Dallas infamously – has their kicker miss, I think, 4 PATs in the same game?
Something like that, yep.
It was 3 or 4 of them. And, yeah, you look at it and go, all right, Tom Brady really did just go out like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Father Time is undefeated. It took him a year longer.
He also announced his retirement and then came back. That was this season.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
That was that season of, oh, yeah, I'm going to stick to everyone.
He fluctuated.
I'm going to stick it to Adam Schefter for breaking that.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2021... they were 13-4, but this is the year.
Should have made the Super Bowl, and that was.
They lose to the Rams.
Cooper Kupp goes down mm-hmm. the field, and the Rams are able to get a last-second field goal. And then I remember that game I remember the most for. I was working. LA's not in the game. I get to my buddy's house to get ready to watch the AFC Championship game, and the Rams are threatening. What do you mean? And then, oh, by the way, Bills, Chiefs, hope you can follow up that game with some drama. And they said, hold my beer.
So good. The last time the Bucks not won the division was in 2020. And that was the Saints that won it at 12-4. So that was right at the end of Drew Brees' career. It's been weird, but you hear those numbers and you're like, yeah, you wouldn't think they won the division at 8-9 and 9-8.
Yeah, that's right.
Yet they've somehow won it 4 years in a row. And Derek, to your point, you brought it up right at the start of it. It's because their division's been so bad.
It's because their division's so bad that I forgot about that.
Amazing.
Because I think you're also in the bad division, right? Nope. That's not what that is. Because even when you were bad, there were other teams that were worse.
Mm-hmm. And someone has to win it.
That was the 8-9 year was the someone has to win this. Why is this a criminal thing that's going on with my eyeballs?
So looking at that, we've already mentioned there's three
Thank goodness Tampa has stabilized, by the way.
They have. They very much have.
Now it's a team with a respectable record winning that division.
And to be fair, even like Atlanta's kind of fun. Like they're interesting. Carolina might have
Carolina's got some juice to them this
year. New Orleans might be the only like useless team in the division. And honestly, for them, thank goodness, take your medicine, start over. Don't think you have to always
start
be competitive.
Over, but also why is it with the same general manager that put you in this position?
That's a fair point to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at this list, we're kind of at a point now when we're talking about the Bills. The sixth season seems inevitable,
yep.
Except for anything drastic, right? The schedule lines up really well for them. We're more talking about one seed or bust. That's what we're talking about. When you look at this, though, Derek, all the division winners – And the division winners, particularly from last year, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, and then Tampa, Detroit, Philly, and LA. Which one of those do you see falling? Which one of those streaks? Sure, some of them are only 1 year, but which one of those divisions do you see a different winner?
You want to point to the North because the NFC North, because Detroit lost both of their coordinators. Minnesota is strong. Green Bay is still strong. Chicago might not be bad for once. But then I can also still look at the North and go, are the Ravens really going to retain it again? I'd have a much more willing conversation with that if Pittsburgh's starting quarterback wasn't Mason Rudolph going into the season.
Yeah. I can't also say Aaron Rodgers would like move me more on that either. It's more just their quarterback
situation. Pittsburgh's roster is so uninspiring at this point that I don't know if I'm willing to have that conversation at this point anymore. The NFC East is probably the one that I would love to argue the most, because does Washington continue stepping forward in year two under Jaden Daniels? Are the Cowboys able to at least collect themselves and return back to the limelight of being a decent team? The AFC South is probably the one I'm going to answer with, though.
Yeah, it's the one for me.
Because I don't know what Houston is trying to do sometimes. And you had to improve your offensive line, and for the most part, you didn't.
Well, to improve the offensive line, actually, Derek, they were radical and decided to get rid of offensive linemen.
I mean, addition by subtraction is a good idea with that unit, but I don't see it getting better.
Yeah, at least not this year.
It's also because somebody's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to retract my answer.
Really?
It's the NFC East. I'm picking the NFC East.
Are you going Washington to win the division?
I'm going with Washington to win the division. And it's because
Daniels doesn't have the sophomore slump.
It's not only that, but also it's also because Washington is not the only threat.
Dallas does have George Pickens.
Dallas
and CeeDee Lamb.
Does have a dangerous offense. Mm-hmm. Dallas does have pieces that should make it make sense. Dallas also had a criminally bad year the year prior. The Skip Bayless tweet where the comma is doing the Lord's work. So they didn't have that kind of offseason. So I am confident that they are going to step back into the spotlight.
All right. So you're going NFC East.
And even the Giants are going to be spicy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is very good. Their
defensive line in particular.
Their quarterback options aren't Daniel Jones and Ben DiNucci.
Just get Jackson Dart out of that number six jersey.
And Drew Locke.
Cooking.
It's also, their quarterback room is already vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
It was Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, and Ben DiNucci. No, not DiNucci. Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito, yeah.
I got the wrong Italian name in there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, that was your quarterback room last year. And the fact that DeVito started half of a season is depressing.
I miss him.
Like, that's why you won four games. Sports is coming next. Like, as Radio's Joe Cali would say.
Me and Joe both miss DeVito.
But I don't.
Tommy Cutlets, baby.
I don't miss him at all. As a matter of fact, like, it was a facade that he was even starting.
He's still going to be on the team. He's not the one that gets cut.
Oh, it's probably Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis Winston's the one that's going to be gone.
I mean, yeah.
He might go back and start for the Saints.
He might, actually.
That's not.
He might. That's how you put fans in seats. It's like, guys, we got the fan favorite back.
Famous Jameis is back in Narlands, baby. That's how you get him back.
That's how you get him back. Oh, man.
Joe just called, like, 048, and someone just yelled bingo. That's great.
Oh, yes, man. Sir.
That's, yeah. Like,
Jameis would be so much fun throwing the ball to Malik Neighbors.
I can't really argue against any of that.
It would be so fun throwing the ball to Malik Neighbors.
I can't argue any of this.
He'd have like 20 targets a game.
Shahid's back too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this could get interesting with Jameis Winston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's going to be on the Saints. So you're going to go NFC
East? I'm going NFC East because at least every team has something to them credibility-wise now that has got – like every team has gotten better and Philly could only at best stay the same. They lost some players because of a Super Bowl tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural. Like this is the way of life sometimes. And as good as Philadelphia can be, they've also looked extremely mortal at times.
Just 2 years ago, I mean, they go on.
Even last year.
A run to end the year.
Even
not
last
in good
year.
Way.
They don't get the one seed. As a matter of fact, they looked very mortal against Cleveland of all teams.
They probably should have lost to the Rams.
They should have lost to Cleveland, even. They should have lost to the Rams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're mortal. People think that they're this indomitable force, but that's also because of the last thing that we saw from them.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the case. Like, Philly is still beatable. For a division title, at least, if you have good players and a good team, Washington does.
I also like, and so bringing up Washington too, it'll be really interesting to see how those final 3 weeks of the season play
because
out.
Because Washington also doesn't even touch Philadelphia until the last 3 weeks of the year, exclusively.
They pull a New England Buffalo last year where it's Washington, Buffalo, Washington.
Can you get ahead of Philadelphia by the end of the year? Is the goal here. And then if you split it, you're set. That's how it's going to go.
I am going the South, the AFC South.
That's fair.
I said it on draft night. I kind of like where Jacksonville is. And the idea, look we're going to find out real early if Trevor Lawrence is that guy. If the Jaguars themselves have been holding him back. Doug Peterson is holding him back.
Right.
You saw how good Brian Thomas was. Now you add a Travis Hunter there and Liam Cohen, who helped lead Tampa and Baker Mayfield to a 41-touchdown pass year. And in a division that is not particularly good, I kind of like Jacksonville grabbing it there.
I'm going to let's do a quick little exercise on this because it is a little fascinating like what the schedule looks like for each of these teams.
Yeah.
With Philadelphia and Washington in particular here.
Mm-hmm.
So – Philadelphia opens with Dallas, Kansas City, Rams, Tampa Bay as your first four games.
Wow.
And then Denver in week 5.
Oh, wow. That's Philly, you said?
That's for Philly. Washington gets Giants, Packers, Raiders, Falcons, Chargers.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you're playing a first-place schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, to me, like, that is stark just in how it starts. I mean, if Philly leads the division after that start, they're the same team as last year.
They're the same team as last year, then.
And they should
or
probably,
even better.
Yeah, and they should probably be one of, if not the favorites to win the Super Bowl the week six run.
They're probably comfortably, at worst, 2 seed again.
But you're telling me Washington starts at home against the Giants, on the road against Green Bay Thursday Night Football. That should be a great game. But then Vegas, we really don't know what Vegas is. We really don't know
what they are.
Atlanta, kind of the same thing.
I expect that Washington is better, though.
Mm-hmm. And then at the Chargers, that's not this indomitable road game you have to go up against. It's not.
Matter of fact, it might be a home game for you.
Might be a home game for you. And I mean, you've mentioned about the Chargers, too, when we were talking about the AFC West off air. You don't totally believe in them yet.
Yep.
So I'm looking at them. And then Chicago?
Yeah, and we will find out by then what Chicago is.
And they get a late bye.
Yeah.
Their bye's week 12. What's the Eagles' bye?
The Eagles' bye is week 9.
Okay, so they both have late-ish byes. Okay.
What I'd call Philly's middle.
Middle?
It is the middle of the season. It's week 9.
It's definitely not early.
I think it's not early.
That's more the key there.
Neither of them got like a week 5 or a week 6 bye.
Thanks, NFL.
But it is fascinating to look at.
Week 7.
That said, Philadelphia's end of schedule heading into that 3. Like that final 3 weeks where Washington's played twice.
Mm-hmm.
So from week, like after the bye week, it's Green Bay, Detroit, Dallas, Chicago at the Chargers. Both of these teams go on the road to the Chargers. And then home against Vegas. It's still not the easiest schedule.
No, I mean,
from week 10 on.
If the Chargers take that Harbaugh jump, they could be a real problem. Chicago,
conversely,
if it's all of a sudden, like it really was Eberflus and Waldron being as bad as they were. I mean, is that all of a sudden Ben Johnson's unlocked something?
Yeah. Is the Bears game something different? From week 10 on, though, for Washington, it's not like it's a cakewalk either.
Mm-hmm.
It's Detroit, Miami. You get Miami in mid-November. That's not a bad trade, actually.
That's really nice.
But that is, I do believe, that's a Europe game because that's a 9:30 start.
That is, I believe, the Spain game.
Yep. And then they have a week 12 bye week after traveling to Spain. So that's good. You get your back to your normal routine. Denver, Minnesota, Giants. And I mean, Minnesota's not the 13-win team they were last year.
But they also could be that team again if McCarthy hits.
They could be solid.
Yeah.
And still a double-digit win team. But I don't think they're threatening for the one seed this year. So Washington has a legitimate chance, I do think, based on the schedule. Like it is the difference between playing a second-place schedule and a first. For example, you play Miami. They play Buffalo. Between those two games against Philadelphia, we don't know what Dallas is at that point.
Right. But it is still a divisional game. It is. I mean,
they're
going to end with four.
They end with four divisional games.
Yeah.
Not the greatest thing, but if you can get ahead of it before then, that's the difference. So yeah, I'm staying with the NFC East here. Washington's my big war horse, but I'm not discrediting Dallas from stepping back into the spotlight this year.
I like that. I like that. That's going to be a really, and that's always a really fun division because no one can stay consistent there.
No one can
like
stay.
That's been the NFC East's MO for like 20 years is that you win it 1 year and you're garbage the next year. Or you just lose it because another team takes the jump up. Like,
yeah.
There is no consistency.
Everyone is punching below the belt in this division, and everyone knows it.
And it's a lot of fun. And that's one of the few divisions, I'd also say, in NFL, that those division rivalries still, all of them, ring true.
And the AFC South was that for a little bit, but it was more or less of incompetence. Each team decided to drop it.
That's right.
The Texans have not. And they look like the more stable team because they have the best quarterback of the group. Can I argue that Philadelphia even has the best quarterback of their division?
You can, but
you
I feel
can,
like you're reaching.
But the thing is that it becomes an argument.
Yeah.
It is not definitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there might be people still loyal to the idea of Dak Prescott had an MVP season 2 years ago.
And now you gave him George Pickens
And there's fact-based in that argument. Or that, you know, like Jalen Hurts is, he's good, but he'll never be amongst the elite echelon of the National Football League.
He's more the passenger than the pilot.
And if he is great, not superstar, for example,
mm-hmm.
well, Dak has shown to be that. And if that's Jalen Daniels and Jaden Daniels and what he's able to do,
mm-hmm.
well, then there's three quarterbacks of a similar caliber.
Yeah.
All fighting with each other. That usually ends with somebody wins it differently every year.
Yeah, that division, always a blast to watch. Can't wait for that.
I'm staying on the NFC East.
I'm still going Jaguars. I felt good about that draft night. I'm still there. 803-0550, the number two call. Coming up after a quick timeout, we'll get a little more on the NLL final that is going to be happening in Buffalo tomorrow. The game will be right here on WGR, starting at 4 with pregame. 4:30 is the start time. But we'll get more on the Buffalo Bandits. Trevor Hauer is going to join the show, and we'll do that after a quick timeout. You're listening to WGR.
Kramer and Jones on WGR Sports Radio 550.
This summer's new buddy cop film.
Also,
coming straight to Netflix.
That is such a good theme song. I feel like I'm like a 10-year-old kid.
We are absolutely
got to stay home from school, or even just got home from school at 4 p.m. and Ops just came on. And you're like, I'm ready to roll.
Doesn't start till 4. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know, man. Kramer and Jones screams right to Netflix.
Netflix produces anything.
Right to
we
streaming?
We just might get canceled if it's a TV show.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll be straight to streaming. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We can go.
It's still an achievement.
It's still an achievement.
Cult classics came all the time from those straight to VHS, you know, early in the 90s. I mean, if this is not a Disney sequel, we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
We're going to be all right.
It's not Moana 2. You're going to be fine.
Well, Moana 2 is good. I was more thinking like Beauty and the Beast 2, where you're like, what is this monstrosity?
Was there a second one?
No, the remake.
I
know what he's talking about.
The live action one's good.
During this segment, I need you to go look up Disney sequels in the 90s.
Oh, that's right. No, there were some very forgotten
actual. I know there's
a little
Lion King 1.5. I know that happens.
Mulan 2 is a thing.
Yikes. Okay.
Little Mermaid 2 is a thing. You enjoy it. You enjoy it, man.
And by enjoy,
treasure trove of
well,
trash.
Hang on. The fact that you don't know that they exist, maybe ignorance is bliss.
It's not. Look it up. It's a treasure trove of trash. It's amazing.
It's
I love
a treasure
it.
Trove of trash, okay. He says. You know what's not trash, though? We have... He's taking time from his helicopter.
He is.
Trevor Hauer.
He's here. And Cops isn't on till 4, eh, fellas?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you don't have to rush home to go watch it.
No.
There we go.
No. Well,
even then, I could watch Cops and then go watch Around the Horn at 5. This is perfect.
There we go.
What a day. My day is easy here.
Are you guys ready for Game 3 of the National Lacrosse League NLL Finals?
I mean, I would like to say yes, but no, I'm not. I'm really not. And it more has to do with this is a strange thing that the Bandits are sitting in right now, this predicament that they have, which is they either do end up a three-peat team or you become the team that showed up 5 years in a row and you only won two of them.
Right.
I feel like that's...
When you put it in that context, it's a little uglier.
It's a lot uglier mm-hmm. if you lose. So I'm not ready because that evil thought came into my head.
Well, especially due to the fact that, you know, the Bandits, I mean, even a few years ago before they went back-to-back, 2022, they had the Colorado Mammoth on the ropes in Game 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a two-goal lead in the fourth quarter of that one.
Oh, that one hurt.
And they dropped Game 3 at home, which was, coincidentally, another 4:30 face-off. So
we're
seeing shades of 2022 there. Then they win in 23, then they win in 24. 25, they're going to another do-or-die Game 3. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4:30, similar to that of 2022. I don't want the 2022 vibes being right there. But yeah, like you said, Derek, that is big for the Bandits. Like, if you look at it like this, if they three-peat, fantastic. We can throw the word dynasty out there.
Right.
But if they lose, what's the story going to be?
It, really? It changes drastically in a much more negative connotation to where, I don't know if it eats at the players because you've won a couple at that point now too. You finally broke that streak, but it definitely doesn't feel good.
No, it's almost weird. It's weird because of now they've gone two in a row. You almost sit here going, yeah, maybe you don't want to make the two before it and lose, because then you lose state. It's like, no, it's still 3 years in a row. They still won two of them. That can be argued as a dynasty. But Derek, to your point, yeah, but they've made 5 in a row and they've only won two of them up to this point.
And we're going pre-COVID days.
Yeah. And so, like, there is this kind of, like, weird, like, no, it's absolutely better to be at 5 in a row. But if you only win 2 of the 5,
it's not
it
as
is
pretty.
A little weirder. Yeah, it's not as pretty. It's a little
uglier.
It's
not as pretty. Like, let's call it what it is. It's not as pretty if they lose. Mm-hmm. And to make 5 of them in a row is hilariously great.
It's amazing.
Like, that's the choice I'm using with words here. Hilariously great. Like, it's downright comical that 1 year – they have to sneak into the playoffs and then they storm all the way through and win it clean.
Right.
Pretty sure they didn't lose that postseason
at all.
Five game sweep. They didn't lose that postseason at all. But they had to squeeze into the playoffs to do it. So there is a year like that in there. The perfect postseason.
But on the other side, you look at this year, 13-5, pretty much dominant the whole year. They win the first playoff game 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that we've never seen before in the NLL. When
true.
Last year, when they just had to, you know, get into the playoffs, they were blowing teams out.
Yeah.
This year, it's a little bit different. They're winning games, but through the skin of their own teeth. 5-4, I think 9-3 in the semifinals. And then you look at these last two games in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
12-10, and was it 11-10?
11-10, Russia.
Yeah, so we can expect another close, tight-knit battle in game 3.
So more on this season, Trevor, because you've been in the press box for some of these games as
yep.
well, and you've been able to kind of cover this team. They are an older group. But they're a group that's been together a long time, and it's also a group that has really matured and gotten accolades together as well. There's a number of MVPs here. Chase Frazier is all of a sudden becoming near a household name for some
human
sports
highlight
fans,
reel.
Thanks to, you know, guys like Pat McAfee who yep. are talking about the human highlight reel goals that he has. He's had multiple of them in this postseason run. What have you seen from this team? Because you mentioned it. They're surviving by the skin of their teeth.
Yep.
But they're still winning.
I think what it really comes down to is the depth of this mm-hmm. team. You're not relying on Josh Byrne and Dane Smith to make all of the highlight reel plays. Look at the defense. Look at guys like Paul Dawson and Zach Belter getting back there, just sacrificing their bodies, getting in front of shots. Because you know when that ball hits Matt Vince, that's a reset of the shot clock. When it hits the defenseman, that shot clock keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get every single possession that they have. Matt Vince, 42 years young, this guy's still a brick wall in net. And, you know, those guys kind of go under the radar too. But you look at the guys that can score a lot of goals. Kyle Buchanan is also a human highlight reel. He's a little water bug dancing on top of the crease. He's so hard to cover. Mm-hmm. Chase Frazier, the between-the-legs goals. Chris Kluche, Clay Scanlon, players like that. They're a really, really well-built and well-put-together team, and all credit of that goes to Steve Dietrich, the general manager.
And now, oddly enough, the other thing about this. Joe, I'll bring you in on this discussion as well because you've been in the press box for nearly all these home games as well. Joe, how many times when we talked Bandits this year have I brought up the words Ian McKay? He leads the team in goals this year with 15. He had a career best in goal scoring this season. He has been using more on the offensive side of the boards now. This is going to be... How often is it? It's Dane Smith, it's Josh Byrne. But
right.
Now Ian McKay has entered that conversation now as the third player on the Bandits this postseason with 20 points. He is a guy that has become an offensive weapon for them because they are using him that way now.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, if I had a nickel for every time you mentioned his name on Sports Talk Saturday,
get a snack from the vending machine.
I'd have a lot of nickels, especially with vending machine inflation.
Put that in the 401k.
I mean, that says a lot. Vending machine inflation, at the end of the day, does cause some problems. But he was wanting more of an offensive role for so long. Finally give it to him, and look at what he's doing. I mean, he's just putting goal after goal together and really showing out for the Bandits in a way. It's helping Byrne and Dane Smith not have all the weight on their shoulders and give someone else another piece of the pie. And I think it's, Trevor, I don't know about you, I think that's something that we're going to see for quite a while down the stretch here, seasons to come.
I mean, there was a reason why in 2019 he won Rookie of the Year. Everyone
right.
saw the potential in Ian McKay. And then, I mean, like Derek said, breaking his own goal-scoring record in a season. And he also drops back on defense. When someone goes down, let's just say Paul Dawson blocks a 95-mile-per-hour sidearm off his shin. He goes down, misses a couple shifts. I mean, Ian McKay is going to drop right back there and play defense and play good defense, too. He's your Swiss Army knife. He scores a lot of goals coming out of the transition. He's a great forward threat, and he also plays defense, too. His talent should never go under the radar.
And not to mention, with McKay in particular, second on the team this season in goals to Josh Byrne with 37 on the year. He is another gunner. Like you mentioned Buchanan and Frazier, he's another gunner for a team that has two of the best passers and visionaries in lacrosse in Dane Smith and Josh Byrne, to where, yeah, we see those highlight reels of like Air Byrne and everything like that.
Sure.
But these guys are facilitators at the end of the day. First and foremost, they love finding ways to get other people the ball for those beautiful plays, for those one touch, the quick sticks.
Yep.
And McKay is becoming that player for them this year. 37 goals in the regular season, 15 in the playoffs. This is an opportunity here for McKay to really make the argument of being a mainstay now for when they do have to move on from a Dane Smith or a Josh Byrne. This is, I need to be retained.
Right. No, he has to, absolutely. And he's definitely one of the players, the names that I'm circling. If the Bandits do get it done in Game 3 tomorrow afternoon, I'd be circling his name for MVP, Finals MVP. He's definitely up there.
Actually,
Chase Frazier should be up there. And I think 48, Matt Vino-Vince should be up there too.
Now that I'm seeing it, actually, I don't think anyone's going anywhere forever. Dane Smith is 32. Josh Byrne's 31. Ian McKay's 30.
Prime of their life. Prime of their life.
They're all state. They're just...
here for a little bit longer.
This is the band. Mm-hmm. Keep them all together.
Right.
And if you're able to do that, or this might be McKay finding a way to... He might score his way out of Buffalo if he keeps going.
Right, and kind of be a face of a franchise.
Kind of being a face of a franchise somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That said, again, you have two of the best facilitators in lacrosse, including one that has the all-time record now. I mean, you've at least got another couple of years with this trio now instead of just a duo. There is a trio.
Mm-hmm.
You score 37 goals in a year, you need to be taken seriously.
Yes. 4 p.m. pregame, 4:30 drop. Both are going to be right here on WGR tomorrow. I will be in attendance for this game. This is going to be my first Bandits game ever. I attempted to go earlier this year. Weather kind of got in the way, so we're making it up. I feel a little weird that I'm going on game 3 of the championship series. I feel
high expectations, yeah.
Well, it's high expectations, but I'm also like, there's so many Bandits fans that like have been going for years. I know you have season tickets as well. And I'm like, oh, yeah, first time I'm just going to go to a potential banner raising game. Yeah, cool, good for me. Like, I feel a little bad, but I'm still going. I've wanted to go for the last few years. Just haven't had, you know, gotten the chance to make it happen.
Trophy's in the house. You're going to see a team lift the trophy up tomorrow. You
that
won't
is
see
true.
That.
I'll feel those bad now. Like, if they lose, it's like, that is clearly my fault. It is.
But, oh, that's Trevor, great. We all get to blame you.
Exactly. Trevor, you've been going for years, though. What should I expect, especially with this atmosphere?
You got to expect wrestling crowd meets hockey crowd.
Sick.
Nonstop chants. I mean, Chris Swenson, who's the public address announcer for those games, really gets the crowd into it. He's, you know, you get the Let's Go Bandits, you get the defense chants, everybody's into it. The way that he introduced every single player, I know in the NHL, they only like introduce the starting lineup, the starting five or the starting six. They introduce every single player because every single player on the Bandits, they all, in their own right, they matter to win this championship. It's great. We love hearing that. You're going to see rally towels everywhere.
Sweet.
Oh, man. You're going to see some anti-Saskatchewan chants. I'm going to put it lightly like that. But
it's a little bit like a soccer kind of crowd, too,
where they're
chanting throughout the game and really keeping the crowd engaged in it.
If the game is going well for the Bandits, you might see the wave go around the rink a couple times.
Love a good wave.
Nonstop music as well.
And nonstop good music.
That's great music. I've heard that for years, that like they do play music throughout the game. Okay.
If you don't know what the Sabres goal horn sounds like, you'll probably hear it double-digit times tomorrow.
All right. If you go to a Sabres game and they only like score 1 or 0, and you don't really end up remembering what it sounds like or what it feels like to have that like going into your like soul.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a great goal horn. It's beautiful.
It's great. Great octave, great pitch coming from that. It's awesome. And you're also going to see 19,070 fans. You're probably not going to see any empty seats in the building tomorrow.
It is a sellout. I know Pete Welly announced it, and I know the Bandits themselves announced it as well. It's a sold-out Game 3 final. I mean, you mentioned it before we went on air. It's like it's Game 3, but it's Game 7.
It's Game 7.
Game 7.
Winner takes all or nothing. And if the Bandits do pull this off, Matt Vince will be the first goalie in NLL history to three-peat with two different franchises.
That would be
That's awesome.
There's a lot on the line.
That's awesome.
He did that with the Nighthawks in the 2010s. He has the chance to do it with the Bandits in the 2020s.
Also, that makes it more fascinating that he would have two three-peats in the same state.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
90 minutes away from each other.
Yeah.
Right?
It's awesome.
Down the 90.
What you need to look out for, by the way, things that might make you feel uneasy, Austin Shanks with the ball.
Yeah.
Shanks leads the playoffs with 30 points and 16 goals. He has 14 assists. So he's a can-do-everything type of guy. The Bandit faithful know all about players like that because they have a pair of those. So, obviously, when Shanks has the ball, you're not going to feel great. Can Matt Vince slow down the Saskatchewan offense? That is going to be more to be determined.
And how about Mike Messenger on defense? 6'7"?
Yep.
That dude is a building.
That's too tall.
Yeah.
Priolo needs to make sure that everything's on lock because he's the captain. He is the guy that leads that defensive group, the defensive structure. The hands are full. These two teams won 13 games each this year, and you know why.
Yep. The mindset.
Of course, this goes to a game 3 because these two teams have been at the top of the league all year.
And it's really something the Bandits haven't figured out, how to close it out on the West Coast in Game 2.
That's right, yeah.
They beat Albany in Game 1 last year, and then they had to come back to Buffalo and win it in Game 2 because they were the lower seed.
There's a difference between driving a bus down the 90 and flying in from Saskatchewan.
But then 2023...
Or flying into Saskatchewan.
They also go to Ball Arena. They drop Game 2 to Colorado. Then they come back for Game 3, and that game's not even close. The Bandits lift up their first trophy in 15 years. So
that was my first Bandits game. So, Zach, we have the same experience.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Actually, now I don't feel bad
I didn't even
anymore.
Know that.
Yep. That was the first game I went to. Championship.
Wow.
I don't feel bad anymore at all.
So, yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. Pressure's off now.
That means... But also,
this is the last thing for you. Their beginning of the season where they were unconscious and they looked like a team that didn't even belong in the same league. It is because they were off every other week. This is that again.
Yep.
They had off for a whole week for game one. They play it. They win. They have to go a couple days later.
Quick turnaround.
They lose.
Yep.
That is something that has happened to them this year. Even at home, where they had the quick turnaround, then they would drop one of those two games. Here we are. It's a week off. Can they keep that up there?
Well rested. I mean, the mindset for both teams, Saskatchewan and Buffalo, is going to be forget about game one, forget about game two. This is a one-game series now. Like, we can't dwell on game one. We can't dwell on what happened, what ifs and all that stuff. What if this happened in game two? Could we have won it? What if this happened in game one? Could we have won it? It's a whole new mindset now. You're going into game three, and like we said during the break, it's game seven. Game seven of the MLB World Series, game seven of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It's all on the line. Backs are against the wall.
Well, as Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, get to the choppa, and plenty of people will hear you for their drive home to see if the roads are looking any sort of messed up.
I will, and I hope the roads are looking good, too.
Get to the chopper.
For my sake and for all of your sake as well.
Yes. So that's Trevor Hauer of our sister station WBEN and Traffic Command here with us. Not on the Western Hotline, but sitting here in studio with us there. We'll take a timeout. Wrap up hour number two. Paul Hamilton coming up at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. We'll talk some NHL playoffs. Rochester in Laval for game four. It's do or die for the Amerks and the World Championships. Team USA moving on to the middle round. Canada not. We'll talk with Paul about all that and more on the other side on the top of the hour. We'll wrap up the hour coming up next. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, wrapping up hour number two here on WGR, filling in for Sabres Live and Wombills Live as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. We'll have no local programming on Monday. Everything, though, will get back to normal on Tuesday.
Not entirely. You and I are in for Extra Point Show.
That's right. That's right. That's right. As we have Bill's OTAs kind of starting.
You get more of that Kramer and Jones.
We got the phase three of OTAs beginning. We'll hopefully be hearing from some players and coaches as well. Not for sure on that, but we'll see. We do, though, have a do-or-die playoff game tonight leading into the Bandits tomorrow. Tonight it's Rochester at Laval. The rest of their games against Laval will be at Laval. That is tonight at 7. We'll be joined by Paul Hamilton in just about 5 minutes to talk more on that. Rochester, the Americans, they were having a dominant run in the playoffs. Dominant. To the point where they were getting a lot of rest.
It was a dominant first round for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now, there's
a
difference.
It is a battle. It is a battle. They lost game three, 4-1. That has now put game four. If they win, get a game five. If they lose, they're out. And it has been a grind.
And
fest
this is against
them.
A team that they've had a lot of trouble with
in
Laval, just in general. So, like, not just this postseason, but like they generally have a hard time with Laval.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you get over this.
Game time at 7 o'clock. It'll be over on Flow Hockey, I believe, is a free way you can watch it over on YouTube or even on the Rochester Americans website. Though, we'll get more on this. We'll get more on the World Championships and the Stanley Cup playoffs as Paul Hamilton joins the show next. Stay tuned. That's coming up. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.